This is a unique problem. Maybe not that unique, I guess. Just something you don't hear about too often, though. But anyway, tell us what's going on, Chase. How can we help you on Love Merlist? What's up, buddy?
I've been married for less than a year, and I'm ready for divorce already.
That quick in? Really?
Whoa! What's going on?
Well, okay, I was coerced into this marriage, and now that I know the truth, I deserve a clean break. So at the time, my girlfriend and I, we were talking about how excited we were at the idea of starting a family, okay? And I spent, you know, my entire 20s building my career from the ground up, and, you know, just so I could afford to have a couple of kids in my 30s. And when I met Anna, that's my wife, one of the first questions I asked her when we started dating was, are you hoping to be a mom someday? And enthusiastically, she said, yes. You know, and like, it's her dream, but she was all into it.
And that's your dream too, just to be clear. You are also very excited about having kids?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been planning on having kids ever since I was younger. Like, I mean, that's why I wanted to build a career.
Okay.
So that I could afford to have kids and, you know, have a family. So anyway, over the course of like the 4 months that we were dating, she like was leading me down this path to marriage so that we could have kids, you know, once we made it like all official, right?
Makes sense.
So we got married and we're all happy. And then that's when the other shoe dropped.
What happened?
She lied to me.
In what way?
She's infertile. And so having our own kids is just not an option.
Wow. I am so sorry. That must be a huge blow. Did you find out early on or what caused this?
That's the worst part about it is that she's known this the entire time. She's been lying to me about this from day one. And we spent thousands of dollars on fertility treatments, and she knew that they were never going to work.
So how did you find out that this was not an option?
She finally fessed up, and she said she's sorry for lying, but she was afraid that if I knew the truth, that I would have left her.
Would have you?
Yes. I mean, of course I would have. But that's also not fair to me. You know, I mean, how could you make me marry you under false pretenses, you know?
Oh, boy. Yeah, this doesn't sound like she had you in mind at all, making all these different decisions.
Yeah, you know, and then, like, now she's saying, you know, we could explore different options, you know, with surrogates and adoption and everything. But, you know, we've already spent all this money on fertility treatments that were an entire waste of money because she knew that she couldn't get pregnant.
She knew it wasn't going to work. That is so manipulative.
Then here's the real dark side of it, right? She said that no matter what, it's still going to be cheaper than getting a divorce and her taking half of everything I've saved.
Oh, my God. She sounds like the spawn of Satan.
I mean, this feels like entrapment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do I even reconcile this and move forward with this woman? I mean, is that even something I can do?
I don't know. Can you? Can you have, you know, kids through surrogates or adopt a kid and be a happy family? I don't know. You feel really hurt and lied to.
Yeah, and like, what am I going to find out else that she's lied to me about, you know? In like 2 years or 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, well, if she's willing to lie to your face in front of God and everyone, lie to you at the altar, knowing that she can't deliver on what you're wanting, what else is she capable of lying about?
Exactly.
Well, and to blow through all your money with all the extra lies, it's like, I don't know, man, this just does not smell right.
Well, and then to represent the Dez side of things, she'd say, but she probably feels really bad that she can't have babies.
And she loves you.
And she doesn't want to be worthless, you know, because she's like, hey, it's not my fault. I didn't choose this, and I don't want to be discarded and thrown away, you know? So there's that side, and you did marry her.
But, like, I wouldn't have. And like, I know that sounds awful, but
it does.
She's worse in this situation.
Let's leave that up to listeners, okay? Who's worse off? What should you do? Who do you love? What do you list? Listen to some of these texts we got. This is literally one of the few scenarios in which the Catholic Church even agrees this is grounds for divorce or annulment. Completely unacceptable of your wife, and you need to do what's best for you. Another one, divorce her now. The longer you two are together, the more of your 401k she is entitled to.
Wow.
You know, the sad thing is, he worked so hard. He planned his life. He spent his 20s building up his, you know, savings, building his retirement, growing his career, saving money so that he could afford to do this. And then she swoops right in and takes full advantage of that. Just awful. She probably knew it.
I see. I feel like she just maybe was insecure about herself and not being able to have kids. Yes, she should have said something, but I feel bad.
But even if you're insecure, I get it. And I feel bad for her and I feel bad for him. Even if you're insecure, why make you go through all the money knowing you're just blowing money away?
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, Chase got married to a woman who knew the whole time she couldn't have babies. And that's what he wanted. He wanted to start a family in his 30s. And they've wasted money on fertility treatments, and now she finally confessed and said, yeah, sorry, it's not a possibility. Bree, would you love her list your girl if that was the case?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely list. I would try a couple things. I would say go to therapy, lay everything on the table, and make her be as honest as she possibly can be, which at this point sounds incredibly questioning. And then if that doesn't work, I would say absolutely get a divorce. I mean, marriage is about considering other people's feelings, not manipulating them into actually marrying you for reasons. When they know that they want to have kids and you know you can't, I have trouble believing that this person isn't lying about a bunch of other things.
Totally.
And I feel really, really poorly for this guy.
Well, can you imagine when she said to him, well, I mean, we could try other options. It is a lot cheaper than divorcing me and me taking half of everything you've saved.
That's bad.
It makes it seem like from the beginning she never actually wanted him.
Agreed. Thank you, Bree. Let's go on to Amanda. Would you love her or list her?
I would definitely list her. And I agree with the previous caller. But here's the other thing I was just thinking about while I was on hold. What I find to be kind of surprising is, while they were going through all these fertility treatments and all these other things, I'm surprised her family, anyone on her side of the family, never said to him, what are you guys doing? You know she can't have kids.
Yeah, right? Well, I wonder, I mean, how did she find out?
Everyone kind of knows, you know, your medical history when you're talking about your parents or maybe your sibling. I mean, they know, like, I can't have kids, probably. I mean, that's kind of a big life-changing thing. I'm surprised no one on her side of the family even once mentioned it to him. Like, why are you guys going to these fertility treatments?
Well, but she probably kept up the lie.
I would run like hell. Yeah, maybe that's a lie. I don't know. I would run like hell. You know what? Right now, she gets half. The longer she stays, the more money you're shelling out.
Right? Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, and it's just costing him every single day. So it's a run from you, a list for sure. Lisa, are you a love?
I think they're both jerks. But
how is he a jerk? How is he a jerk?
Because the only reason he wanted to marry her is for her to be a broodmare.
Okay. Well, I mean, is it really his fault that he wants to have a family?
No, it's not. Not at all.
Okay, then how is he a jerk?
I don't know what type of infertility she is dealing with. She's definitely wrong for not having told him.
Yeah.
But the medical profession changes all the time. I mean, I did end up having a kid on my own, and it was like one of these things that just never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
They never did it.
Right.
So I know that there's things that happen, you know, continually. They make improvements.
Okay, well, and she's bringing up the idea of, you know, surrogates and whatnot, maybe adoption.
I mean, there are many ways to have a family. If she would have just been honest from the beginning, maybe they could have figured something out. But it just, you know, he's done.
But once you start lying and the lies are there, then it's just a trickle-down effect. And yeah, she was, I feel like she's been in the wrong from the start of it all.
Amy, what did you want to say?
Did anyone else notice that at the beginning of this, he started out with, well, I didn't even want to get married. Like, she made me marry her.
No, he said she coerced him into getting married.
Yeah, that means he didn't want to.
No. To start a family. She said, I'll only start a family with you if we get married. And so to make her happy, he got married.
Well, but if he didn't, I mean, it sounds to me as though he really didn't want to get married.
Well, hold on one second. I think he didn't want to get married right away. Remember, it was after 4 months of dating. It came really early.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to have a family. And she's like, well, okay, if you want to do that, you got to marry me. So let's get rolling.
Right, but why would you marry someone after 4 months?
Because he wanted a family.
You don't know any better?
Okay.
I mean, you do bring up a point.
Yep, okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you. Let's get to Emily. You had to have this conversation with your husband?
Yeah. I actually had this conversation before we got married. It wasn't that I was infertile. It was I had had severe spinal surgery when I was pretty young, and they had told me, you know, there's a good chance that when you're an adult, you wouldn't be able to carry a baby full term. And I'm not going to lie, when I met my husband, I was like, okay, like, it came up, you know, like, I'd like to have a family, oh, me too. And I did push it off a little bit because I was like, well, we're still just getting to know each other because we did not get married after 4 months. I felt like that was a little early for them. But yeah, that, I mean, so I can feel for her if she was like nervous, like that part would be, it was like the scariest thing I ever had to tell my husband before we got married. I was like, listen, there's this chance that I may not be able to, you know, be a.
And he was okay with that.
Mother. Yeah. And, you know, like, I think it just comes back to honesty. The fact that she manipulated him into thinking, like, oh, it's possible. We can do all these treatments. I felt like he just got played, you know?
And oh, totally got played. And it's cost him a ton of money. Thank you for calling. Here's a text in all caps. He said he wouldn't have married her if he knew she was infertile. He's an a-hole. Why isn't anyone saying this? I don't know why he's an a-hole. There are people who are looking to have a relationship with someone and not have kids. She's perfect for that person. They're not compatible in their wants and desires.
Right.
How is that making him an a-hole? I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
Does it make her less of a person? That's not what we're saying, because if she can't have kids, she's not less of a person, but
come on. I think he just came off kind of as a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can understand he's upset. I mean, this has been a year of his life, a year plus of his life, that she's just lied to him and cost him money. And then to say, oh, it's going to be cheaper to keep me than it is to get rid of me.
Yeah, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Get her indicted for extortion, says another text.
Well, there could be something there.
Let's see here. How is this? The doctors never found this information out and shared it with them early on. They should have found it. Yeah, you'd think so.
Right. But if she's just lying through everything to the doctors, too.
You probably can.
They're maybe not looking for that.
Okay, so it's clear. It's a list. I mean, our phones continue to be full. Some are saying, Ryan, you marry for love first. Well, if you're compatible on all those things, then yes, that love can happen. Like I told Vaughn. Early on, I said, you know what? My dream and passion is to travel. Like, I could not be in a relationship with someone who's, like, afraid to fly, afraid to travel and leave the country.
Yep.
It wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. As great as he is, love him, but that's too important to me. Can't do it.
That was the deal breaker with my last boyfriend before I met Taylor. He didn't want to, he was afraid to fly. He didn't want to ever go anywhere. We did one trip together and it was miserable. I'm like, wow, this isn't fun.
No.
I don't really like you anymore.
No. So you got to find out those things, whatever it is. Like kids, there was another discussion. I'm like, I am not doing kids. Sorry, I can't have kids. Don't want to adopt. Don't want to do anything. It's just not for me. I'm not a parent.
Right. And to each their own, but you do have to be honest.
We had that conversation. Vaughn really wanted to be a father.
Yeah.
And I told him early on, I said, then you need to leave me. You need to go and find someone who wants to do that and have kids with you. If that's really your calling, and I respect that, I love you and I would love to be with you forever, but if that's too important, you need to go do that. And he's like, no, being with you is more important. I'll give that up.
But that's how much you guys mean to each other. Not everybody would say, okay, I'll give that part up. They go, well, high five. Mm-hmm. It was fun while it lasted.
But when you love somebody, you generally can find a way to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these guys don't sound like they're in love anyways. It's all weird.
It's got to go.
Yeah.
All right. Get that attorney, that divorce attorney, and good luck. So sorry, Chase.